no temperature testing at my son's school as per the new department guidelines, I'm informed. Okay. Which might be just as well. They might be better off testing his sense of smell or taste because a Monash study shows that they are the most common coronavirus symptoms. Associate Professor Gerard O'Reilly, emergency physician at Monash University in the Alfred. Professor, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Is it when you lose your sense of smell or taste, is it that self-evident or is it something that might dawn on you slowly?
I think it's a great question. It could be either. I think it's initially, it may be assumed to be related to a stuffy nose or a runny nose or a blocked nose and that it might pass. But I think the nature of this loss of smell or loss of taste is it's quite dramatic, even with a clear nose in the case of a condition like COVID-19. So I think, not having personally experienced it, that's my understanding, and some of that is from just anecdote, really.
So, Professor, is this therefore the core difference? So, if I've got a sniff, or if I've got a cough, or if I've got a fever, but I still have my sense of taste and smell, then it's likely that I haven't got COVID. So, are you actually honing in on the thing that matters?
In a sense, that's not the case. Whilst there's more cases of loss of smell and loss of taste in those who end up having COVID, it's not a discriminator if you don't have loss of smell. So if you still have your smell but you have cough and you have fever, that is still concerning at the moment and you should still be tested. But on top of that, if you're sitting around just thinking, oh, I've only got a loss of smell or a loss of taste and I'm still waiting for fever or shortness of breath or cough or these things that are really important, or make me feel particularly unwell, then you're waiting too long. So the absence of it doesn't rule it out.
Okay.
But if you've got it, you should be concerned.
So I get we have to get our temperature tested every morning before we gain admission into this building. Should they also have a plate of Stilton?
Well, maybe. And it's a fair question because what we have also found with our research with this and another study is that having a subjective fever, feeling fever and chills is an important indicator, but often you don't have a fever on testing. So the need for testing on entering facilities or at schools is less discriminatory. And so perhaps you're right. Perhaps we should be asking people to smell something pungent.
You're an emergency physician, just taking a slightly different tack. Let's go back to yesterday. October 12, 2020 compared with October 12, 2019. Do you have more customers or fewer?
Yeah, it's a very different situation. We, at times this year, we've certainly had less customers by as much as 40%, certainly in the ED that I work in at the Alfred, and that, I think that's consistent across the emergency departments at various times. And it's at certain points, I guess, in the COVID-19 or the response to COVID-19 pandemic locally. So as numbers drop and community prevalence hopefully drops in the weeks to come, there may be an increase in numbers of people returning to the emergency department. And certainly we encourage people to come to the emergency department if they're feeling unwell. They shouldn't be staying away at this stage.
We thank you for your ongoing work, Professor.
All right, thanks very much. Thanks for profiling this situation.
Professor Gerard O'Reilly saying that a sudden loss of sense of smell or taste are amongst the most common coronavirus symptoms.